Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What's your biggest takeaway from Washington's 52-yard game-winning Hail Mary as time expired? Was it the lack of the deep, quote, savior to defend wide receiver Noah Brown, who was alone behind the play? Was it the use of a three-man rush with linebacker T.J. Edwards as a, quote, spy in case Daniels opted to run? Was it Daniels holding the ball for 12.79 seconds before throwing the ball down the field? It covered 40.7 yards while scrambling. Should the officials have made a holding call? Maybe.
No, I don't think you want a holding call in that situation to determine the game. I don't know that it was that egregious or something that stood out. I get why that question would be asked, though, because there might have been some holding going on. But I don't think that it was that it would determine the outcome of that play. You had a couple things in play here. Number one, Tyreek Stevenson began the play with his back to the line of scrimmage taunting fans. Number two, you had the most convenient pass rush is a misnomer. There was nothing that those people who were trying to sack the quarterback did that was made it necessary to call it a rush. They couldn't get to him. So you should have sent another guy. Why you had a spy? If he wanted to run, he wasn't going to run for a touchdown. Oh. Everyone would catch him. And the biggest thing was, though, yeah, you didn't have the guy behind the deep is the deepest. That's what every safety learns when they start playing peewee football. But for me, one of the most egregious things was what happened the play before the play that happened. You allowed Terry McLaurin to run a down and out for 13 yards when you knew that they had no way to stop the clock and there was no defense in the vicinity, in the entire DMV, it seemed. They could run down, catch a pass, and step out of bounds to set up the 52-yard Hail Mary. If you are 13 yards further away from the end zone, it's less likely that you can complete the Hail Mary in the end zone. There was no defense. There was no resistance. They gave the Commanders all that they wanted. That, to me, was as bad as anything else that happened, and that was coaching.
It's a great point, David. You don't get those 13 yards. You don't have enough arm. How about Tony Romo even calling for them to go to Marcus Mariota for that play? I mean, Tony Romo, boy, he had some thoughts. He was going to go for it on fourth down, right?
Yeah.
When they punt.
Thank you.
Oh, and then he's like, oh, wait, I'm not playing Madden. This is an actual real football. I mean, ooh, boy, not real good.
You're
in the
not
booth.
In your basement. You're talking to CBS.
Not real good in the booth. But, listen, again, this the worst part of all of this, again, and when you watch that all 22 view, I mean, Stevenson, it's unexcusable. I just don't know if I can go as far as David based on the injuries, but boy, I could get behind it. I think I could. You could talk me into it, leaving, but I wouldn't fly him. He'd also stay at home. He wouldn't go down the plane.
Fine.
No road trip.
Hashtag bear down. I got to tell you, it's like all these things needed to happen for that play to work. There were a lot of blunders on this play. The Stevenson thing's a disaster. The reason it's not included in this question is because there was an earlier question just about him that was pulled out of it. So I do think, though, that somebody blew their assignment as far as Noah Brown was concerned. You have to have someone who knows what their job is and knows to be back there. And I'd like an explanation as to what went wrong on that. Because it took forever to unfold. The guy, as we're talking about, when you don't rush him, he's got 12.79 seconds to run around before he just lines up and heaves the thing. I don't believe that the pass rush, the three-man rush, was in a hurry. They weren't rushing.
They weren't rushing
anything. And it was a pity that Montez Sweat couldn't be on the field.
That was
tough.
He
was obviously hurt.
Yeah.
And he's the guy with the speed and with the, you know, great athleticism. And you saw it a couple times where he's kind of kryptonite to Jaden Daniels, I thought.
Yes.
The fact that Daniels had a rib also prevented him from running at various points in the game where I really believe, had he been healthy, he would have chewed up that defense. I mean, he's a dangerous, fast player. But to give him 12.79 seconds so he can run around for 40 yards. What is that? That's insane. And I will, to my death day, try to figure out what the hell they were thinking with TJ Edwards as a spy. Why would you need a spy? If he does cross the line of scrimmage,
he's not going to run that far.
But the whole team can come up and hit him.
They can converge.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be kidding me. But I think that tons of problems. That now we don't know with the injuries if somebody was off the field that needed to be there. But it just seemed
Montez Sweat was the only guy that was injured that we know of that was off the field that should have been on it.
Jaquan Brisker wasn't on the field. Yeah. Kyler Gordon. I'm just saying. I don't know what the rules are. I mean, they've got assignments for everybody on a Hail Mary, and someone blew an assignment. But the fact that that is how you lost the game, I think it needed all these things to happen. And it's just, it's unforgivable. It is absolutely unforgivable for the Bears to have lost in that fit.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.